This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
We get into Rhodes University. We are talking about insurance companies rejecting claims because a vehicle's tracker device was faulty. Mr. Tumelo Muyaba, he's a vehicle expert as we continue with our conversation. Can a missing or faulty vehicle security feature like tracking device or maybe even an expired disc, license disc, be a valid reason for a claim to be rejected?
Most definitely. What happens is insurance companies insure you on the basis that you are keeping your end of the stick. And your end of the stick is making sure that the car is roadworthy and also the car has got a valid tracking device on it. So some of these things are things that are required by the insurance. That's why when you're taking up a new insurance, they'll say to you, you've got 7 days to make sure that you send us a tracker certificate. Many a time, we sort of don't do it or we just allow it to just go on. And then the other thing is you need to frequently have your tracking unit tested just to make sure that everything is working properly on it. So this is some of the requirements by the insurance companies. And should it happen that, say, for example, you have lost your vehicle and there was no working or functional tracking device on it, so it means you didn't keep your end of the deal. So they've got every right to decline it because of that, because you, according to them, purposefully endangered the safety of the unit. So it means there's nothing that they could do for you on that in that regard. So same as if your disc is expired, because remember, if your disc is expired, technically it means your car is not roadworthy. So
sure.
Those are valid reasons for insurance companies to reject any claim. There are any other, this is as serious as having someone who is driving your car, though having a valid tracker and also valid disc, but the driver was drunk or the driver didn't have a valid driver's license. The driver wasn't registered. So those are some of the things that if you are not keeping your end to make sure that we protect the valuables that we have at our disposal, so it means sure. There's nothing that the insurance company should be held liable on.
Some people are lucky enough to be with tracking companies that will send them an SMS from time to time and say, please note that we have tested your unit and it seems to be functioning correctly on vehicle registration, da-da-da-da-da. But yeah. When you say from time to time people need to test whether the device is still working correctly or not, what do I do? Do I stage a mini, hey, my car this, my car that, so that they can react quickly and then I can see? Or do I give them a call and ask, please test if my unit is working? What does the process of checking look like? Because it sounds like a very technical thing. I can only imagine ladies that are listening and thinking, how do I even know if this thing is still working or not?
It's not even technical, comms. I think the easiest way to do it is just one day when you're driving home, press the panic button and see how long would it take the guys to respond to you? Because all of us have got to take a panic button in our vehicles. Just press it and see how long would it take for them to give you a call. There are areas that maybe, let's say, you would have agreed. I know we don't have a lot of those in Limpopo, but I know if you drive into Alexander, if you drive into Tembisa, some tracking companies would send you a notification that you are entering a dangerous zone. So yes. Should you go into those spaces and you don't get any form of notification, you should be worried, because it means your car is not being monitored. So those are some of the telltales that you would have. But the quickest way to do it is to press the panic button and see if they will respond. If there is no response, make sure that immediately you contact your tracking company and then make sure that that device is working, or even the panic button itself. Because sometimes you would find the tracking device is working, but maybe the panic button got disconnected or something. So they would still be able to see it on their system, but they would not be able to see your alert. So those are some of the things that you should do. You should take responsibility for as a client. You can't go on a whole year comps and you haven't heard from your tracking company and you are okay with it.
Yeah, I know. For those vehicles that don't have the panic buttons, I suppose that's another way of testing. Just take it to the most dangerous area like Blood River just after Seshego and see if you're...
and see if you'll get
and see if your trekking company will call you or not. Because I think maybe people have like this horrible picture that these guys are going to rock up with a helicopter and guns, and then it's just going to be dramatic, waste of resources. So they have just a different idea of how things could turn out. So, but it makes sense. It definitely makes sense. I think that's something that people should pay attention to. Thank you very much for making time to join us.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Mr. Tumelo Muyaba is a vehicle expert joining us for today's Rhodes University.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.